Do you have a loved one that might need a little extra care? Check out Regency on the Lake. Located in Fort Gratiot, Regency on the Lake offers the latest healthcare services with rehab, respite, and long-term care. 810-385-7260.
All right, here we are on this Tuesday morning. For millions of Americans, the decision to see a doctor isn't just a medical decision, it's a financial decision. Somebody may put off a post-injury checkup or skip refilling a prescription, not because they lack insurance, but because the out-of-pocket costs are so high. And this is the focus of something called One Nation Overcharged. It's a nationwide people-powered movement to demand change in the healthcare system. And there's new data from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation that shows these rising costs are forcing families to make crucial decisions that may not be in their best health interest. Joining us right now to talk more about this, president of the National Council of Negro Women, founding principal at Reach Beyond Solutions, LLC, past president, Delta 4 Women in Action, Own Your Health Advisory Board member, Siobhan Arline Bradley. Reverend Arline Bradley, good morning.
Good morning. How are you? Thanks for having us.
Yeah, I appreciate you joining us. The new data from Robert Wood Johnson Foundation shows nearly half of working age adults struggled to afford health care last year. Why is this happening, even to people that have insurance?
Yeah, this is a big deal. And I'm thinking about your listeners in Michigan right now. Nearly half of Michigan residents are enrolled in high deductible health plans, paying thousands of out-of-pocket costs before their coverage even kicks in. And listen, what we're saying is that we're all overcharged. No matter where you live or what you earn, people in this country feel the strain of rising premiums, medical bills, and prescription drugs. And the many of our forces are at play. You may have insurance premiums that have gotten so expensive that your out-of-pocket costs are really showing the insufficiency of your coverage. And so it's imperative for your listeners to understand that you may have insurance, but we're now tracking having insurance doesn't stop high costs.
What is this doing to families that have to skip care because they can't afford it?
Yeah, that's the tough part. Families should never have to choose between going to a doctor or paying rent, you know, or getting their medication or paying mortgage. When you can't afford your health care, you're skipping what we call essential medication, you're postponing your doctor visits, and you might even do the worst thing ever, and that's ignoring a health problem. And people, they don't take this lightly, but they have to make a choice. And if you're making a choice, groceries or doctor, rent or prescriptions, you're making a necessities choice. And unfortunately, our health is at risk because families have to skip their care.
This new data shows affordability problems are not felt equally across all communities in this country. What's driving that gap?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think about this. Listen, everyone deserves health care. I don't care your race. We don't care about your income, where you live. But what's what we know? The rooted history of our health care system, it has continued to affect communities of color, women, and persons of all communities. So as a person of faith, I know that the health care should be available to everyone, not just those who have the most money. But the gaps that are driving this are centered into the historical experience of healthcare systems that say, if you have money, you have coverage, but if you don't, you won't.
Yeah, talk a little bit more about that. You're an ordained minister. Do you believe that there's a moral imperative for healthcare to be a right, not a privilege in this country?
Oh, my goodness. Absolutely. That is a great question because, let me tell you, it is in my faith tradition to understand that people are always first. We serve a God that literally talked about serving the least of these. We talk about this in Matthew 25. What you do to the least of these, you do unto God. And our race, our income, where we live, should never dictate our health. So yes, as a faith leader, as someone who's ordained, there is a moral imperative for me and others to talk about, speak up about high healthcare costs to help our neighbors and, yes, to help our own families too.
What role do you see faith leaders and faith communities having in trying to resolve this issue?
Oh, it's very, very clear. First and foremost, people of faith should help others speak up. We should use our churches, our temples, our mosques to help tell the full story of what it means when healthcare corporations put profits over people. We're also called to help others tell their stories. We should be opening up the faith houses to ensure that families can come and share. And that's why we're part of this campaign, One Nation Overcharged. It's an intentional advocacy campaign where faith leaders and others across this country can share their stories to say, if we can share the impact of healthcare costs on our communities and our country, we can help call to carpet those healthcare systems that put people over profits. The faith community has a responsibility. It's a moral imperative.
What needs to change? I mean, we've been talking for decades in this country about access to affordable healthcare. What do we need to do to change it?
Well, first and foremost, we've got to start giving voice to those millions of Americans that are frustrated. Many people are literally living in silence. They are paying premiums they can't afford. They're going into medical debt. What we've decided to do now, the change has to come with the people power, a wave of activists, and those that are deciding they're going to speak up, step up, and say enough is enough. And that looks like a few things. One, sharing their stories, making sure we use One Nation Overcharge to get our stories uploaded. Two, it is showing up. There's going to be some events coming up, even in Michigan. There's going to be a mural unveiling dedicated to the struggles of people who are facing affordable healthcare challenges coming up in late August. And you know, the last thing is making sure you share this website with everyone, because this mobility plan to push people out to One Nation Overcharged is really about getting the masses rallied up to say enough is enough, because when the people speak and the people choose, systems have to listen.
What is the website where people can go for more information?
Absolutely. O-N-E-N-A-T-I-O-N Overcharged. OneNationOvercharged.org. You can upload your story. You can join a local community event and join this movement. OneNationOvercharged.org.
All right. Siobhan, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
You bet. Bye-bye.